Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, your bridge to wholeness and clarity in a rapidly changing world. I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Wells, and I'm glad you're here. Friends, I want to welcome you to a day of change. Have you noticed any change in your life or world lately? If you're anywhere in the Southeast, you'll know that there's been an enormous change in the weather, like beyond anything I've ever seen. I was born and raised here, and we've had kind of crazy weather going on. And my understanding is a few more houses fell into the ocean on the coast of North and South Carolina. So you know what? We're in a time of change, friends, a time of planetary change. And right now, there's some changes right here on the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. So let me tell you how we're going to flip the script a little bit. I want to let you know that we have changed the date for Dr. Cami Benton coming on. Now, I know a number of you are hanging out and looking forward to this conversation because it does involve a spontaneous remission, a really powerful example of what's possible, of what can happen when alignment occurs, and it has to do with remission of a cancer scenario that I actually walked through personally. But we're going to be talking about a lot more than that. And what we've decided to do, there have been some changes that happen spontaneously. Folks, you know, when you're walking the guided life, synchronicities happen. Synchronicities happen. And since being on the air, if some of you know that I was on the air for 8 years, and then there's been a gap, and this is kind of a new stepping back into these radio airwaves here, but just blessed to be joining WSIC. And since being on the air, I have met a couple of other radio talk show hosts here on WSIC. And one of them you just heard being spoken of right before we started, Charlisa Harriet, has the Healed Exchange, and she is a coach for people working with their healing of cancer. And then Tim Royer has Your Brain Matters. He's a neuroscientist. These two topics are so tightly interwoven with what we are working with on this show, folks, that we couldn't pass up the opportunity to expand what we're going to be doing here. We're not only going to be having Dr. Cami Benton on. That's Dr. Cami Benton with Benton Integrative Medicine. She is the integrative medical doctor, functional medicine here local to the Lake Norman, Charlotte, North Carolina area, who walked me through and was witness to the amazing events that took place for me that had my body shift out of and resolve an illness that had the C label placed on it, okay? So we're going to be working with Dr. Cami, with Charlisa, and Tim Royer and myself. We are planning to have a show where we have a panel of these experts coming together focused on the mind-body connection and the body field connection, and how things that we used to see as even supernatural can come into place, and how modern science actually has a platform to explain some of that through. It, you know, that bridge between science and religion, or science and metaphysical, is shortening. Okay, to where there's a connection now, and that's a part of what you're going to be learning through the Faith Consciousness teachings when those come on board here. So stay tuned, because you're going to be coming into a new understanding of how to navigate this world, this rapidly changing world, and understand how to be able to ride that wave, even when you haven't come to the deepest understandings of what that wave is about. We can learn how to navigate even the mysterious. We can learn how to let faith be that board that we stand upon, and that is the evidence for what can't be seen and cannot yet be explained. And that's okay. We can be ahead of our time. We can be ahead of the mind, and we can line up with what's possible before there's even explanations. And that's a part of the gift of hanging out with this conversation. There's going to be a lot available that doesn't just affect you with your mind, your body, and your health, but your wealth, your family, your relationships, every part of life that you're navigating, whatever you're finding challenges with, you're going to learn new ways to access ease and flow amongst that turbulence and move into that place. Imagine if you're riding the bicycle, and when you're new and need training wheels and then they come off, it feels scary just to be on level ground. But when you advance and get practiced and understand the rules of the road, you'll get to where you can hit a gravel road and just stand up on those pedals and go bump, 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 and actually have a good time, holding lots of balance amongst the instability below you. Do you know that it even becomes fun? Can you imagine developing such skills and understanding of how you relate to this world and how the source of life relates to you and this world, that you look forward to the challenges like a surfer who's swimming out far looking for that great big crashing wave to ride because it's exciting? And that's what's going to be showing up as we develop these skill sets, as we develop this higher wisdom and knowledge. We're going to be looking forward to the next challenge because it's exciting and it helps us demonstrate what we've accessed. Okay. It also gives testimony to that divine revelation that's coming through. Okay. So, folks, just understand that as I've come back on the air, okay, these weeks that I've been back on the air, which is quite recent after taking this break from the radio platform, I've been reorienting to the show and feeling into how it wants to move. And this week, clarity has come. Now, let me explain that clarity is contagious. So if you are navigating with some fuzzy feeling insecurity in your life, if there's places where you feel like you've got more questions than answers and you're really seeking some stability to stand on, hang with this conversation. Hang with this frequency because clarity is contagious and we can call it and know it and intend it into being and give thanks that the divine essence that created this world, that is the force behind every breath that comes into your lungs and that sustains you, your vitality, and your consciousness as you navigate this life, is able to bring through absolute clarity as we learn how to align with the higher mind, with the mind of God, and be able to look upon this reality as a playing ground and enjoy every bit of it. We're going to tell you more about that when we come back from this break in a moment. Just know that we're recalibrating how things are going to move forward. I've given you a few clues about what's going to happen with our panel of experts, and you're going to learn more about what's in store for you. Stay tuned, and we'll see you back in just a few moments. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we explore real life, real challenges, and the path to wholeness and clarity, even when we are flipping the script. So today, yes, we're picking it back up, understanding that when life flips the script on you, you can become that expert navigator who just flips around with it and does a few gymnastics and goes, wow, wasn't that fun? Okay. So folks, I'm telling you that what we're going to talk about next is the teachings, not just the teachings, the understandings of the journey of human consciousness and the era that we are moving into. And that might sound like lofty language, but I will share with you now, it's going to give you context to make sense about all the topsy-turvy that you are watching on planet Earth right now. I guarantee you, no matter where you are listening to this show, you're noticing change beyond what you've ever seen before in this outer world. It's happening with the weather. It's happening between nations. It's happening with politics. It's happening with our own population, races. It's just happening at all levels. and there's a reason for it. And when you begin to understand that, you're not going to feel thrown around. When that flip gets script, you'll be going, absolutely. And we can flip right with it too, okay? You know, it's about alignment. And I can especially speak to that since I am a doctor of chiropractic. I've watched people get aligned in their spine and in their mind. And now it's about getting aligned in your life, okay? And finding the power that comes from that. So today is not just about a teaching episode. Today is about context. I want to share, friends, a few personal things with you, okay? One is I want to share where the deeper foundation of the work of faith consciousness came from. So we are moving into a greater focus on teachings that were revealed to me a number of years ago that I call faith consciousness. Now I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the origins of the faith consciousness teachings. What I want to explain to you is that these teachings did not arise from me studying any books, studying people, psychology, or stages of thought, okay? The teachings of faith consciousness were revealed to me directly beginning in early 2012 and repeatedly during moments of stillness and when I was in the water. Eventually, we're going to talk a little bit about what the significance of water is. Do you know water is an energy? It's an electrical conductor. Do you know how you've got that warning tag on your blow dryer wire that says, do not drop this in the water? Don't hold this if you're in the bathtub. Okay, because water conducts electricity and water conducts energy. And I've come to realize there's a lot of significance to the whole water baptism. Isn't that interesting? John the Baptist was dunking people into the water. Now, there's a lot of indigenous groups around the planet and historically who have used water to access higher awareness. Isn't that fun? Okay, so we don't know all the details, but isn't it fun to look at some of the things that seemed like you couldn't understand any rhyme or reason for it and begin to scientifically go, hey, wow. Something is significant about that element of water. Whether you're being sprinkled or tapped or dunked all the way under, even in modern day churches, many people are being baptized with water. And there's a significance in that. We're not going to go too deep in that today, but I will say that when I was having these revelations come through, I was always in the water. I was always in the shower. And so you have that stream of water coming onto that energy center, which we call the crown chakra. And that is the energy center that is seen to be kind of the connection between the God mind and our own minds, to where we can access that type of revelation. So beautiful that when we work with baptism, we're taking water to that same area of the body. All right. So I had this number of events take place where deep revelation was brought to me. Things that I had never even thought about before were being shown to me about the journey of the human race and the origins of consciousness on this planet. Three eras that we are walking through. The first two have happened, and the first one started with what's represented by the Old Testament. It's an era where we experience life as life happens to me. It's what I would call an outside-in era. We'll teach you more about that as time goes on. But today, just as a brief introduction, then came another era. And folks, I want to interject here that the nature of the human journey, the nature of this world, the nature of life itself is never, ever about going backwards. We are moving forwards. We are evolving. Consciousness is evolving. Humanity's nervous systems are evolving. Awareness is evolving. And look at the evolution between, in the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. So I'm here to remind you that Jesus Christ introduced a movement forward into a new era, a new mindset, and one that was appalling to the church at the time, one that seemed in absolute contradiction to the biblical teachings and religious practices of the day. All the outside-in rules of the Old Testament, the law, you know, I mean, it was just knowledge, common knowledge, that to be honoring what God had laid down for us, we needed to abide by certain rules and punish certain things. And, you know, one example in the New Testament is villagers were lined up holding stones ready to stone a woman who had committed adultery to death because that was the law. That was God's law. And Jesus stepped in and said, hang on a minute. You who hasn't sinned, you cast the first stone. Now, friends, this was the introduction to oneness. This is the introduction to seeing. He was inviting people to see themselves in that other person that they're judging, to notice that they have also missed the mark. They've also gone astray. So now they're suddenly seeing, I'm no better. How can I condemn her? Or at least he's introducing that possibility. And everyone eventually put their stones down and walked away, because no one could say, I'm flawless. This is the introduction to a new consciousness. The Christ consciousness was introduced. And a new era came through, represented by the New Testament. And the consciousness of that era moves from life happens to me to life is happening for me. In that era, in that level of consciousness, to a large degree, we can still feel a bit powerless in our world. We still hold a lot of judgment. But with that judgment, we can hold forgiveness. We can say, you shouldn't have done that, or this was unjust, or that was wrong, but I'm going to forgive you. And I've done wrong, and I receive forgiveness. I have learned about grace. I've learned how to be washed and cleansed from my past. I've learned how I can make a new, better decision. And I might still fall down, but I know that I can hold to that grace. And in turn, I'm going to give grace to others. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself, which means first we have to love ourselves if we have love to give anyone else. This is the foundation of the understandings, the frequency, and the consciousness of that second era, where life happens for me, and we are dwelling in Christ consciousness. Now, friends, we are stepping into a new era. And that third era, as it was shown to me, began in 2012. So the upheaval that you are watching today, where all of the old rules are being turned upside down, where everything that we used to find security in is now being dismantled, rearranged, even the weather itself, Mother Nature, the script is being flipped, even by Mother Nature. Friends, understand we are in a transition. And to navigate this transition well, it's about learning how to ride the wave. And we can move into a place together as a community, as a population, as we begin to understand and embrace the skills, the wisdom, the divine awareness that is available, and share it with one another, it becomes contagious. And there is strength in numbers. And we share it together, and eventually, one by one, and then group by group, and then community by community, we begin to hold hands together and find our balance and alignment in a new era, a new time of the divine hand bringing through a new way of living, a new way of understanding who we are in this world and who we are in relationship to that which we call God, the forces of life itself from which we've come, no matter what we call ourselves, no matter what religion we were raised in or what paradigm we are aligned with. Like Jesus telling those villagers, find the sameness between you and her who you feel so judgmental against, who you see the flaw in and feel like condemning and punishing. See, too, where you are like her. And from that place comes a new way of receiving life. Come back in just a few minutes and you're going to find out more gifts and abilities through the Faith Consciousness Teachings. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we explore real life, real challenges, and how to navigate when the script gets flipped. So here we are, folks, learning how to flip the script and flip with the script and not be bothered by how everything turns topsy-turvy, okay? This is about adapting, all right? And as I was explaining, these understandings of faith consciousness were teachings that I received, and I'm still learning how they apply to daily life just as you are. So together, we're going to be exploring and coming to realizations. Real eyes are going to be opened day by day, show by show, and download by download. This is about opening real eyes through revelation, all right? So inspired understandings that's going to make this changing world more and more comfortable to navigate in, okay, to where it becomes fun. It doesn't have to be horrifying. It can absolutely become fun. So as we move forward with this show, there's a few changes taking place. I told you already that we're going to be bringing Dr. Benton on a little bit later, not on today's show, and we're looking for, over the next 4 to 6 weeks, having not one but several shows involving these experts that all play a different role in this understanding about navigating healing and moving into health mastery through your body mind. Okay, things are possible today that previously have not been very accessible. Dr. Joe Dispenza wrote a book, an amazing, very popular book called Becoming Supernatural. And we're moving into that conversation, understanding how to embrace what has been seen as supernatural and understanding now the logic, the reason, and how we can, yes, have it. We can have that which is not spectacular. It's just about understanding. It's just about understanding. So those healing conversations are going to be had, and we're going to be joined by a larger group. And tell your friends, for those who want to join in, we are going to have a call-in day to where on the show you can call and ask your own health questions to this team of experts and begin to understand what that looks like, how this technology can be translated into your own world, and how you can find new calibration to align with your own divine health. It's an amazing day we're in, folks. So, next thing I want to let you know is, yes, as promised, today is the day that you're going to be given the 3-minute reset. Okay, so we gave you a little taster, a little 30-second blip of myself doing a little bit of guidance of how to direct your mind and your thoughts, while Dina Baker, that amazing anointed channel of divine frequencies coming through her mind, her heart, her voice, and sound and breath coming through her. She's like an instrument that can be used by God to actually recalibrate the field and cause sounds to come into your presence that can help you move into a new energetic structure. And you bringing that in today, we're going to give you a 3-minute reset experience. Now, I'm going to be guiding, So I'm going to be the voice in the forefront that helps talk to you and walk you through how to point your mind. And Dina's sounds are going to be coming through in the background. I'm not just telling you about it. You're going to experience this in just a little bit. So just know that it's coming. Okay, this isn't about fixing anything. It's about settling into yourself. So we're going to play a 3-minute reset in fall, and we're going to start here in just a moment. So I want you to just relax in your seat, take a deep breath in, and I'm going to let it come online.
This is a guided sound journey to help you move into a state of ease and grace. I'm your verbal guide, Leslie Wells, and Dina Baker, bringing through sounds. Take a deep breath in. Let it out very slowly, allowing the nervous system to move into a state of parasympathetic response. Gently close your eyes. Imagine being like a sponge. Allow the sounds to carry you. I will count from 5 to 1 to take you to a more relaxed, open state of being. Bring your awareness to the center of your chest. Notice the gentle movement with your breath. Imagine your body dissolving into light. Now take a deep breath in. Feel that exhale come out. Find yourself awake again and in the room, and gently open your eyes.
Now, if you had the opportunity to actually imbibe in that experience, then I know you're feeling what that feels like to have a recalibration, a reset. And if you were driving or in a space where you couldn't actually engage, just know that what you just heard is an experience that you can have for yourself if you would like. Next week, we're going to give you a link to go to online where you can download that 3-minute reset and use it for yourself or share it with your friends. And if you want to go ahead and get that beforehand, you can email me. Yes, I invite you. If you want to have the link to the 3-minute reset, just email me directly at drlesliewells@gmail.com. That's D-R, no period after it, D-R, leslieweells@gmail.com. Dr. Leslie Wells at gmail.com. Understand that as we go into that type of healing journey, it's not about fixing anything. It's about settling into yourself. Do you know Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you? Folks, this new era, we will begin to learn how to navigate into the doorways of that kingdom. We're going to begin to understand what that looks like and actually move into a new way of accessing heaven on earth within ourselves. So, what's coming next is a formal launch for the show. So, as you understand, I lead a guided life, and I am letting you know that things are unfolding spontaneously and truthfully as they are. I am allowing for this show to be guided, and what we're going to do is have a formal launch of the show and the teachings of faith consciousness in March. So that's what's to come. We're going to take another break right now. We'll see you in just a few moments. Stay tuned. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we explore real life, real challenges, and loving flipping the script. All righty, folks. So now you know that settled place that we move into with that 3-minute reset, whether you are able to do it with us live right now, or you're going to be emailing me at what? DrLeslieWells@gmail.com. Just email me. I will send you the link. You're going to be able to use that at home anytime you want. You can even upload that thing onto your phone. And when you need a reset, you just pull out 3 minutes and there you go. Okay. And you're going to find that settling into yourself is going to be a settled place that we're going to be returning to often. Okay. And we're going to learn how to create that as a go-to place, where we're able to turn back into that place of ease, that place of peace, that place of inner serenity, even when life on the outside is looking really chaotic, okay? We don't have to be thrown upside down. But friends, I want to share with you that I'm walking this journey with you. I'm not standing up here as your teacher beyond you. I am a messenger bringing that which is not from me. Okay, this is revelation, and I'm just the messenger. But like you, I'm learning, I'm receiving, I'm discovering how to navigate this journey in this new era. And together, we're going to awaken to these skills, to this knowledge, to this wisdom, and to this connection, the frequency. We're going to learn how to tune in to the God frequency at the recalibrated rate that it is at in this new era. It's a different frequency. There is no going back. Friends, I'm here to announce there's no making America anything again or anything else. Because everything is moving forward, we are not going to be able to turn around and go backwards because that frequency is gone. So it's a new world for everyone, and we're all going to be navigating. And those of us who find our footing, who move into faith, who choose trust, even when we don't understand what's going on, who choose trust, even when everything that used to make us secure is being wiped away, and we feel that instability, we're going to know that we can ride the wave and know that we can be lifted up and we can relax. And that's where it starts. We're starting by relaxing, moving into that place of peace, and it is about moving forward into more. And we're going to celebrate that together next month. We are going to have a formal, proper launch for this show, and I'm going to let you know the details as we get closer to it. It's going to be in the month of March. It's going to be after we've had this amazing get-together of this panel of experts with the neuroscientist, with the healing recovery from cancer coach, with me, Dr. Leslie, who has recovered, who had a spontaneous healing, and who can guide you through holistic methods, and Dr. Cammie Benton, the medical doctor who's bringing in the medical side as well as her higher awareness about holistic modalities and those things that can be integrated in to your very personal multifaceted approach to how to access your highest and best life even through your physical body. All of these things are going to be happening over the next month, and then boom, we're going to have a celebration, and we're going to have an event, and we are going to launch into the new Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness. And from there, there's going to be tools, there's going to be gifts and ways of being that you're going to be able to access and navigate your world with much more ease than ever before, especially now. More ease in this changing world that's new for everyone. No one feels that total security of "I know what's coming next" anymore. Did you notice? Nobody can predict. Even today, we had snow, and I didn't see it on the Weather Channel, okay? We had a surprise. I looked out the window this morning, and there was this beautiful little layer of white. Wow, what a surprise. So know that more and more things are going to be showing up by surprise. And we are all together going to get more and more comfortable with surprises, with walking the walk of faith where we don't have to know what's coming next and next and next. We can just stand in that humbled place of surrender and say, "God, show me where to point my attention right now." We can know that which is our foundation is not visible in this world, and it is as true and as real than any solid matter we've ever seen, and much more forever stable. We can count on that, and we're going to learn how to do that together better and better and move into the ultimate destiny that we were born to become. And that is divinely aligned co-creators, to where we understand how to move into flow and navigation, to where we are seeing and watching and thinking thought by thought a new realm of heaven coming to earth. That's the destiny for this world. And it's prophesied about in the book of Revelations. It discusses 1,000 years of peace on earth. When we move to the place where we close the door where evil dwells and our mind stays focused on that which we intend, we will be like that divine heavenly Father who spoke of that which is not as if it was, and then it became. We will, in union with God, become the creators of that heavenly realm. And it is a blessing and an honor to be a messenger of what is to come and to be a bringer of gifts and skill sets that we can all learn together and navigate. So next month, we're going to move into this new place of faith consciousness. There's going to be a bit of a curriculum that you can access if you decide you want to go beyond what's on the show. We're going to have tools and resources available online, and each episode will build on the last. So it's going to be a cumulative effect. We're going to make it to where all the previous episodes will be available. So if you want to come back and get that again, pick up a piece that you missed or wanted to actually get more clarity about, you'll be able to listen to or watch the video shows online. And we're going to have a manual ultimately, and a handout for every show so that you can actually not just enjoy being encouraged and informed on the day, you can actually step into much more mastery of that which is coming through. And that which is coming through is alignment. Alignment with the divine plan and this new, beautiful third era. Yes, when things are being reorganized, a lot of times, friends, they can look ugly at first. Think about the last time you cleaned out your closet. Have you done that? Think about the last time you pulled everything out that was all stored in there and had it laid all around the room. And in the moment, it looks like total chaos. But a lot of times we have to pull out what is to examine it and bring about higher order, reorganize. This is about moving into what we call reorganizational healing. Again, our healing now is never about going backwards. Please don't intend to return to where you've been, because every dismantling happens to align you for something more, a higher level of order, a higher level of genius flowing through the particles, the waves, the cells that we call us. That body, that field, that consciousness is ready to be reorganized at a higher level. And when it is, we may even begin to resemble those beautiful beings that have been walking across this country for months. Have you looked at those monks on television? Have you seen the peace in their faces? Have you seen how fast they're walking? Have you known that one of them lost his leg because a car accident happened and he was amputated of a leg? But do you notice the deep, peaceful state and this quiet sense of joy and presence that's on the faces of those humans? I'm telling you that when you look at those faces, you're seeing the expression of what it looks like to be very well acquainted with that inner place called the heavenly realms. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is within you." And when we learn how to access that and then make it a regular practice to where our nervous system knows how to go to that place on autopilot, then we move into heaven on earth. So know that good things are to come. Remember to email me, drlesliewells@gmail.com, if you want the clip for today. And I want to remind you, friends, this is Dr. Leslie, saying that you are never alone. You are worthy. You are loved. And all is well. Be sure to tune in with us again next time. And until then, walk sacred. Take a deep breath. And as you let it go, just hold a moment of peace, presence, and silence as we close today. Be blessed.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive or into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local, starts here.